بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ولا أمة بعد أمته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب، أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان، فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الجنة لتبخر وتزين من حول إلى حول لدخول شهر رمضان. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable elders, brothers, friends in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The greatness, the magnanimity of an occasion is gauged by the preparations that are made for the event or for the occasion. The earlier the preparation, the more important the occasion. The greater the extent of the preparation, the more important be the guest. And in a few hours, we would be receiving a very great guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Question that we all ask ourselves: from when have I started the preparation for the arrival of this guest, and to what extent do I have things available for this guest that is going to be visiting us for a few counted number of days? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ayyama ma'dudat. It's a few counted days that this guest will come. He comes with a lot to offer, very silent, comes, delivers, and he's gone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant every one of us the ability that we stay with iman, we stay with afiyah, with siha, with good health, to see all of the great bounties of this month of Ramadan. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, divinely the preparations for the month of this Ramadan had already begun the end of last Ramadan. That innal jannata latubakhar wa tuzayyan. Jannah is beautified, Jannah is decorated, Jannah is prepared. The decoration takes place for Jannah for the month of Ramadan by the end of the last Ramadan. When last Ramadan terminated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was preparing Jannah for this Ramadan. To see there's a Ramadan to come, let's prepare it. My servants will be fasting, they will be exerting themselves in ibadah, they would want a lot from the divine bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's prepare the Jannah. So divinely the preparations of Ramadan started one entire year ago. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, and the life of a believer, just being alive as a believer, breathing with iman, is such a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-salawatul khams, al-jumu'ah ila al-jumu'ah, Ramadan ila Ramadan, mukaffiratun ma baynahun, majtanab al-kabair. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, daily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated, has catered for the believer. On a daily level, I've facilitated for the ummah and for my believers that every salah they come for, it will be an atonement and a forgiveness for the sins between the previous salah and that salah. Example, we were so fortunate, we came for the salatul fajr and we performed salatul fajr in the masjid. From fajr salah till this jumu'ah, whatever wrongs were perpetrated, any mistakes, any follies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you came for Jumu'ah, all those mistakes, minor sins are all forgiven. Those minor sins of yours automatically are washed away. So that's on a daily level. Weekly, al-jumu'ah il al-jumu'ah. Last jumu'ah to this jumu'ah, we came for last jumu'ah, alhamdulillah. Just as we make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, we perform 5 times daily salah in the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us that we perform every jumu'ah in the masjid, inshaAllah. One old person from the masjid, he used to always, every time I make salam, he'll tell me, he said, Mawlana, few du'as I make every jumu'ah. So I say, Jeevaji, what du'as you make? He said, Allah must protect me from hospital. It means Allah give me good health. Allah protect me from the jail, because I want to enjoy freedom. And he says, Allah protect the ulama, because they're going to teach us the deen. Without them, how are we going to learn the deen? So one person, he went through some difficulties, whatever were those difficulties. The day he came out of his captivity, the first thing he's telling his brothers, this first salah, where we going? Which masjid? This first salah, which masjid we going? See, bhai, it's all okay. What you mean? He says, no, I know how many days I haven't seen the masjid. How many days I haven't seen masjid. And this Jumu'ah, please take me one nice masjid. See why? You see, for the last how many months I didn't go to the masjid for Jumu'ah Salah. Whatever be the situation and the halat he went through. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us with the correct understanding of deen. In one of the areas, the local imam said, before the Jumu'ah Salah, let's go meet some brothers. So we went, meeting some brothers before the Jumu'ah Salah. And, Salaamu Alaikum, how your brother met a few? And we're telling them, like, we're making the tashkil, let's come to the masjid, Jumu'ah Salah is going to be in a few minutes. Let's go to the masjid. Brothers, let's go, inshallah, you're closing. So that brother is saying, Sheikh, no need to close masjid. See, what happened? No, I mean, no need to close the business to go to the masjid. You see, alhamdulillah, he's saying, alhamdulillah, we three brothers. Alhamdulillah, we three brothers. And every Jumu'ah, two brothers go and one stay behind. I say, what you saying? He said, no, Mawlana Hassan, if you miss three Jumu'ahs in a row, you kafir. So we miss two, we don't miss three. We make sure we miss two only. The third one, we have to come. He'll come, snow, whatever it is, we're going to be in a masjid. Two we'll miss. How fortunate Allah give us the correct understanding of the deen. Whether this is ignorance and jahala, misunderstanding, but whatever it be, it's something wrong, the man doesn't even know he's doing wrong. So Jumu'ah ila al-Jumu'ah, sins are forgiven. Ramadan to Ramadan, all the minor sins that we committed from last Ramadan, sometimes the sins we don't even know about. There are at times sins we haven't detected. وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنَا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You brushed it under the carpet. It wasn't anything major. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in my court it's major. So whatever sins that were minor committed between last Ramadan and this Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive it when we enter into this next coming Ramadan. None of us have any guarantee whether we will see this Ramadan, although it's a few counted hours. We've got no guarantee we see it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a reality. We see this month of Ramadan with afia, with good health throughout the month of Ramadan, inshaAllah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated and catered. Daily level, sins are forgiven. Weekly and even yearly, our sins are forgiven. But as we have discussed that in a few hours a very important guest is to come, we all ask ourselves, what is the state of my heart on the arrival of this guest? That will determine who is the guest and how important he is to you. For argument's sake, let's say a person is receiving a human guest now, not the spiritual guest of Ramadan. He's receiving a human guest. And that guest be a celebrity. He be someone who's very important in society. If he comes to the masjid, everyone has to make salam with him. Everyone has to get a minute or two with him. At least if someone can see me talking to him. You also know him. Now if that celebrity has to come to your house, what extent of preparations would we be making? And what a hype there would be in the locality. So-and-so is coming. See, I can't invite everyone for the braai. At least just come for tea. You know, bring your son also. At least he'll get a signature. Even he can make salam, he can meet him. So that guest who is coming, we know how important it is. You're excited. You're in jubilation. You'll celebrate his coming. But if someone says, hey, you know what, I'm passing by, can you host us just for the night? Okay, come. Yeah, now that means there is no other place for you. You said you want to come, like, come. That's a very reluctant, like, come, okay, yeah, come. No, I had plans, but it's fine. I'll sort it out, you come. What that means? That I am busy, but I'll make some place for you. You can come. Now already, the person knows he's not 100% welcome, but there's no other facility, opportunity, so he goes to that house. That guest doesn't want to stay too long. If a guest comes to your house, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us adab and etiquette. When a guest comes, then to receive the person as he's coming, don't sit in your couch, send your son, yeah, bring him in. And Master G is sitting on his master couch, one-seater. Salaamu alaikum, how's it? And he sits down. But that's a cold welcome. Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is you wake up, you stand, you take steps, you go to the person. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. With a smile. Sunnah. Sadaqa. So nice to see you. Please come in. So nice you came. I am so excited. We've been waiting for this occasion. And the family really prepared beyond, you know, the requirements. So much he prepared. Please come visit us more often. If he's subhanallah, so welcome he feels. Now when he sits on the table and he sits, then you say, brother, can I dish out for you? Have you tasted this? This is the new recipe. Please, this you have to have. Have a little bit at least. That means he's welcome. He's not been watched how much he's eating. Eat to your heart's content. How much you want. And a guest comes to the house and he says, Assalamu alaikum. MashaAllah, ji. Okay. Ya Nasiran, we normally eat over here. The food is on the table. You dish out, silent. You talk everything else. And he must dish out. And this, you're not saying anything. Have more. Please don't feel shy. Or even take out one extra spoon for yourself. Although you finish it. But just to make him feel comfortable. Now that guest is saying, hey, wait, this is very cold, this house. Maybe these people are on a diet. They don't eat too much. And I must be careful. They're hardly talking. If he's not talking, maybe he's busy or something is troubling him. That guest is feeling uncomfortable. I ask myself, month of Ramadan coming, am I in jubilation and celebrating? Alhamdulillah, I was waiting for this month of Quran so long. Alhamdulillah, Taraweeh, subhanallah, 20 more opportunities to read 20 more rakats and 40 more sajdas. Oh, I've been waiting for this so long. Is it like that? Or is it, ish, now that paddle, you know, every week we got it 8 to 9 booked. There's it now. Taraweeh comes in between that now. Now we can't even watch that league. Inna lillah, Ramadan. Inshallah, at least we'll get the final. I'm not too sure dates and everything. It may be wrong. But I'm saying is that the mentality? Oh, that series are hardly, just a few podcasts or whatever it's just to watch. A few series left, I'll be finished. Just a few more. Oh, Ramadan now. I wouldn't be able to. Not enough time. What's my mentality? Am I happy with what Ramadan comes? That you're going to fast, there's Taraweeh, there's Zakah, there's Sadaqah. Or is it, this is a setback now. Alhamdulillah in the past, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Till today, many houses are doing it. And we should be doing it. Whatever be the difference of opinion, whatever is my weakness, my weakness that I got a TV in my house, but back in the days, that had to be locked. Irrespective of what's going to be shown, Dada will come, Nana, whoever, he'll lock it up, he'll put the key. And even if the children say, Papa, but that is final. Hey, Ramadan. Out of Ramadan, Papa will sit himself. You see, hey, come quickly. Come see. He'll call everyone. Ramadan, you see, don't watch. At least that respect for the month of Ramadan was there. They said, Ramadan is coming. We can't do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. that we get it out of our homes. But if it be there, we will make tawbah. For the timing, this Ramadan, we're locking it up. Now, previously we used to talk about locking up the TV. Now it's about, what do we do with the phone? It's on the palm. You can lock the TV, but you got the Wi-Fi, and you can watch every series. What can't you watch on the phone? Everything can be done on the luxury of that palm. Everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that ability that we be careful of this guest of Ramadan. To the extent we have prepared for the month of Ramadan, will we be able to exert in the month of Ramadan? If a person made sufficient preparation, first Ramadan comes, you in full gear, alhamdulillah, ready to take maximum for the month of Ramadan. Day comes the first odd night, 21st, alhamdulillah, person is ready. He's already on that high. He just has to give a little bit more, and he's going to be exerting extra hours on the odd nights. He'll be giving his most for tilawat of Quran, and it will take him right till the end of Ramadan. And why is it sometimes Ramadan comes and you see there is some extra sufuf after for the Taraweeh, and then 5 nights, 6 nights, 7 nights, and then what happened? Like they've gone to another venue. No, there's another menu maybe. So now they're leaving one surf, two surfs, three surfs, and now 21st night, hey Allah, make this masjid as busy as the 21st night always. Already so busy. And then suddenly those people will come, Allah protect us, forgive us that we are so weak. We will come to the masjid 21, 23, some just 27. Ramadan is seen, and again the whole spiritual body is in spasm. Now you can't move, can't wake up for Fajr Salah, can't wake up and do any ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejuvenate that iman of ours. That is why that ayat of fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts it and addresses it to who? Addresses the ayat of fasting, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O those who have already brought iman. If you made an effort on your iman, it's on a very high level. Now this opportunity of Ramadan is for you. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, you'll appreciate what I've got to offer for you in this month of Ramadan. You've already got your iman. Alhamdulillah. So the extent of strength that we have in iman will propel us in the month of Ramadan. How strong is my iman? That's the level of amal and actions that will be found in our lives in the month of Ramadan. Which means in the month of Ramadan, we have to be dedicating time to make an effort on our iman. Sometimes we say, but Mawlana, I got iman. Yes, you've got Islam. You've submitted. The exam of iman hasn't been taken as yet. That iman is when your eyes close and the real eyes of akhirat will open when the angel comes. And at that choking moment to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, that's a sign of iman. At the moment, we're still preparing for that exam. When the angel comes in the grave and he says, Mar Rabbuk, who's your Rabb? He's going to ask you, where's your passport? Where's your iman? Do you have iman? What you said? What you did? Mar Rabbuk, answer it now. Leave the masjid, leave whatever you've done. Give me the answer of what's deep down in the crevices of your heart. Mar Rabbuk. So what's inside is going to come out. Malik bin Dinar rahimullah, an incident of iman. He was walking past and he saw one youngster and he is building a palatial home for himself. Malik bin Dinar is telling his partner, he's telling his friend, look at this boy, so beautiful, striking beauty. Allah has blessed him. What is he involved in? What is he building? Does he ever need such a big house? So Malik bin Dinar told his friend, come, let's go and visit him. He visit the man for what? He's got halal funds, he's building. He says, let's go give him dawah. Let's go and give him. Let's see what happens. We'll just go plant a seed. So he says, okay, let's go. Malik bin Dinar comes to the person. He doesn't know who's Malik bin Dinar, rahimallah, the sage of the age. So he comes, he makes salam with him. And then eventually someone just tells him, this is the Hazrat, huh? He's the sheikh of the time. He says, okay, salam alaikum, spoke to him. Malik bin Dinar says, what are you doing, brother? His youngster says, I'm building a palace for myself. Huge thing, the biggest in the city. He says, how much will this cost you? He says, 100,000 coins that time. That time, 100,000 coins. If you translate it today, it's going to be approximately 5 million rand. Today's time, 5 million rand. So Malik bin Dinar says, Ala tu'tini hadha al-mal? You listen, why don't you just invest that money with me? And you know what returns I'll give you? I guarantee you from the side of Allah, He'll give you qasran khayran min hadha al-qasri. He'll give you a palace better than this palace. Your palace will be full of servants, there'll be damsels, the sand of it will be saffron, the cement of it will be sapphire and rubies. He says, wow, definitely. Give me some time, I have to think about this deal. So this youngster went, he slept, woke up in the morning, he's restless. Malik bin Dinar sees this youngster on one corner, he's sitting down. So Malik bin Dinar, everything is okay? He says, you know that offer you gave me yesterday, still available today? He says, yeah, it's on. Offer is on. You're going to give me what you said? He said, a palace better than this. The sand? Sapphire. And the cement? So he says, wow, a brick from gold and a brick from silver. So he says, deal on, definitely I'll give it to you. Meaning he understood that this means giving it, it goes in sadaqah. Malik bin Dinar wrote a letter. هَذَا مَا ضَمِنَا مَالِكُ بْنُ دِنَارِ لِفُلَانِ بْنِ فُلَانِ I give guarantee to give him such a palace. Ya Allah, he closed that letter, he collected the 100,000, the money, and he went and gave it in sadaqah. Malik bin Dinar, that entire night, he cried and he cried, Ya Allah, please don't fail me, I took your name, we're going to give him a palace in Jannah. And he teared and he cried, relentlessly made dua for this youngster. Hardly 40 days, Malik bin Dinar says, hardly 40 days passed when he came to the masjid. And after the salah, I saw one note on the mimbar and I took that note. Divinely one letter was sent. Who brought it? Who sent it? Whatever it was. But it is written over there, Ila Malik ibn Dinar. I say, to Malik. And then it's written that this letter is an... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I absolve myself and I absolve you. Guaranteed this person is already receiving his Jannah. See, wait. This youngster, I have to go and give him glad tidings. Malik bin Dinar runs out of the masjid, he goes, looking for this youngster, where is he? He says, that's the house. Comes to the house, people are crowding around the house, brothers, everything's okay. Yeah, the boy just passed away. Allahu Akbar, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then he says, I have to come for the ghusl, kafan, dafan. So he went for the burial rituals, he comes, and he says, they did everything, and as they covering him and shrouding him up, brother says, wait, there is one paper to put in. Malik bin Dinar says, wait, hold on, you can't just put anything. He said, what's written in it? He takes it out. The same note of guarantee Malik bin Dinar gave him, he put it. He said, put it in my kafan. I want to take it to Allah to say, Allah, this is the deal. This is the deal. Malik bin Dinar, some narrations say he has a dream. In the dream, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, Malik, nothing for you to worry about. Forget about a palace that's better than his. 70 times better than that I've got in store waiting for him. He's already in his Jannat. Forget about Jannat. Fi Jannat. He's in his Jannat. But that is Iman. That is Iman. Meaning that we have to believe deep down. Every fast, how much reward I get. Every sajda when I make, how much reward? أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ sajid. And every opportunity I get, when I give sadaqah, Allah is going to give me 70-fold and more than that back. And whatever I give, some of the ulama, what they would do, is their preparations for Ramadan, is they calculate their zakat. Alhamdulillah, a lot of brothers will pay their zakat in the month of Ramadan. Whatever be the case, find out your masail and continue paying our zakat. But this person used to pay his zakat before Ramadan. All calculations are ready. Yes, the zakat date you have to calculate. But he would do his calculations before, or he would dispense of the money before. So someone asked him, but why would you do this? He says, so I don't have any fikr in the month of Ramadan besides ibadat. I don't want to busy myself with calculations and everything else. I do everything before the month of Ramadan. Day the month of Ramadan comes, I'm ready. I'm ready to fly in the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Ulama explain and they say, the month of Ramadan is just a few counted hours away. But they say, the extent of a'mal we do in the month of Ramadan, that's the extent we will last after Ramadan. Which means, every year, just, you know, do some introspection. Look into my life. Last Ramadan, to what extent did I make ibadah? This Ramadan, if you went 1 mile extra in ibadah, you will notice after Ramadan, you will go 1 mile extra, you will last with your spirituality. You last a little bit longer. Hufaz of Quran, the extent of Quran you read in Ramadan, that's the extent of strength you will find after Ramadan. If in Ramadan you're reading 30 juz a day, not impossible. There are people in South Africa who are reading 30, 40 juz a day of Quran, daily reading it with other work, etc. 30, they're reading comfortable, teaching. So 30 juz if they're reading, it means out of Ramadan, definitely 7 to 10 they're reading. But if in Ramadan you're only going to read 5, out of Ramadan to read 1, maybe you scratch 1. But in Ramadan, the more you read, out of Ramadan, more you would be able to read. It just gives us that strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the month of Ramadan successful. Make it fruitful for every one of us. Accept our ibadah. Let's make dua for the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove all our obstacles. Accept our ibadah. And this is that month that we make dua for the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those that are in difficulties, sufferings around the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate and remove the difficulties, the sufferings. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil subhanahu wa ta'ala.